Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Monday, March 25th, 2024. After a woman was severely injured in a home in 29 Palms, a man was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder and kidnapping. Just after 10:30 p.m. on Wednesday night, the sheriff's Morongo Basin station received a report from a woman saying her daughter had been beaten up by her boyfriend. Deputies say that the victim contacted her mother by phone, telling her that she had been severely injured and that her boyfriend had been possibly using drugs and/or alcohol. Deputies say they arrived at a residence in the 7,000 block of Maude Adams Avenue in 29 Palms, where they report finding the victim and her boyfriend, identified as Randy Slavin, 44. Deputies say that Slavin was detained and the victim was transported to High Desert Medical Center for treatment for her injuries. The victim told deputies that Slavin assaulted her and threatened to retrieve a gun during the incident. Randy Slavin was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder, kidnapping, and domestic violence, and booked into the West Valley Detention Center on $1 million bail. Among the many agenda items to be considered at tomorrow's 10 o'clock meeting of the county supervisors in San Bernardino, several items are of special relevance to our Morongo Basin. Reporter Mike Lipsitz is here to tell us what they are.
Supervisors are expected to approve $175,000 of American Rescue Plan Act funding for remodel of the Wonder Valley Community Center kitchen and bathrooms. The community center is operated and maintained by the County Department of Public Works Special Districts. The department says the facility has become outdated and deteriorated due to severe weather and extensive use. In other business, the board is expected to increase by 2 years and add $150,000 to a special district service contract with 29 Palms for continued preventative maintenance and other services at the newly constructed sewer collection system. More details on these items and information on how you can participate in tomorrow's meeting can be found on the Board of Supervisors agenda, which may be accessed through a link in this story at Z1077FM.com. Reporting for Z1077 News, this is Mike Lipsitz.
If you live in Yucca Valley and are keen to be involved with town business, they want you. The town of Yucca Valley is currently seeking applicants for an open seat on the Revenue Measure Oversight Commission. The commission serves in an advisory capacity to the town council on the use of funds generated by Measure Y and Measure Z. Members of the Revenue Measure Oversight Commission serve without compensation and must be a resident within the town's jurisdiction. They typically meet a few times per year. If you're interested in being appointed to this commission, submit an application along with a cover letter describing in detail your reasons for wanting to serve the community. You can find that application at yucca-valley.org. The deadline for submissions is April 18th. With the critically acclaimed run of Man of La Mancha having ridden into the sunset and their upcoming Daddy Long Legs musical opening April 5th, Theater 29 is already hard at work on their next project. Arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas puts out the call for all those princesses out there. You know who you are.
Poisoned apples? Glass slippers? Who needs them? Not Snow White and her posse of disenchanted princesses in a hilarious new musical, Disenchanted, which will prove their stories are anything but grim. Theater 29 will be holding auditions for this adult off-Broadway comedy on Sunday, April 7th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Theater 29. Director Charles Harvey is seeking 10 singing and dancing ladies to inhabit the storybook princesses you only thought you knew. This is a unique opportunity for women of all body types, ethnicities, age ranges, and backgrounds to get their moment in the spotlight, as there are no male roles and no roles for children under 18 in this story. All roles are open. Improvisational skills are an added plus. Inclusive and diverse casting encouraged. All roles must sing. A complete breakdown of the characters can be found on the Theater 29 website at theater29.org/auditions. Reporting for Z1077, this is Arts and Entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas.
Robin Cobali has been named 2024's selection for the Yucca Valley High School Hall of Fame. Cobali graduated from Yucca Valley High School in 1970 and has since worked as a biologist and educator throughout the Morongo Basin and Southern California. Cobali worked with the Bureau of Land Management, serving as acting chief of public affairs for 20 years. She co-founded the Wildlands Conservancy and instituted the Santa Snow Wilderness Project, a 21-year effort, which eventually led to the federal campaign responsible for the Santa Snow National Monument. Cobali was the first preserve manager of the Big Morongo Canyon Preserve. In 2018, 2018, Kobali received the Minerva Hoyt Award, which recognizes individuals that have made notable achievements and contributions on behalf of the deserts of California. Kobali will be inducted into the Hall of Fame at ceremonies in conjunction with the Yucca Valley High School Renaissance Awards ceremonies on Wednesday, May 22nd at the Yucca Valley High School Gymnasium. The public is invited to attend, and admission is free. An introduction to permaculture class is returning once again to the high desert. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with details on the weekend course.
Joshua Tree's Harrison House Arts, Music, and Ecology Center will host an intensive 3-day course on permaculture from May 24th to 26th. Permaculture is a design process that promotes ecologically sustainable living systems between humans and nature. Topics covered will include organic gardening, natural building, composting, water harvesting, and more. Last held in 2021, the recurring course will be taught by Warren Brush, a renowned permaculture consultant and educator with over 30 years of experience in the field. The weekend will kick off with an introduction lecture on the evening of Friday, May 24th, with the course to follow over the next 2 days. Early bird registration is now open. To attend the course at a discounted rate, be sure to register before April 1st. For more information about this year's Intro to Permaculture course, call the Harrison House at 760-366-4712 or visit the events page at lewharrisonhouse.org. Reporting for Z1077, I'm Adeline J. Wells.
29 Palms High School's track team sent 6 Wildcats to Azusa Pacific University to compete in the Meet of Champions. 4 students earned personal records and 2 earned season records. Senior captain Elizabeth Marshall earned a medal. On Thursday, the Wildcats will travel to Desert Mirage for a Desert Valley League duel. And finally, Easter is coming up this weekend, and Z1077 has details on where you can hunt for eggs, meet the Easter Bunny, and learn more about the origins of the holiday. Visit Z1077FM.com and check out our list of events this weekend. Look for the little rabbit at the top of our website. If you're planning an Easter event, send it in to tips@Z1077FM.com. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@Z1077FM.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmatz.